with a roll call.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm beginning the meeting with item number one, roll call.
Thank you, John. Mayor Woodards is absent. Michael Sansusi?
Here.
Andy Cirullo is absent. John Carmen?
Here.
Mike Steele?
Here.
All
and,
right.
Before I continue to item number two, I would like to just welcome Michael. Hello, good to see you. And I wanted to acknowledge that we know you're here.
Thank you. Good to see you as well.
Moving on to item number two, approval of the minutes of June 1st. Do I have a motion or do I have any discussion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of June 1st, 2023.
Second.
It has been moved and second that we approve the minutes of June 1st, 2023. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. Moving on to item number three, public comments.
None were received. Here. No, all right. No public comments were received.
All right. Now we're going to move on to person we will not name him, but we have a return of long term care reimbursement.
So I can say that I don't think this has ever happened, but this individual was back in April, we reimbursed him for some rehabilitation care charges. And it turns out this individual actually has after Medicare and Regents, he has a third insurance through the International Firefighters, which I'm sure has never paid anything for him because his Regents coverage covers everything. So somebody at International went to bat and to that third insurance company and actually got them to pay these charges. And so he sent our check back, and I have put it back in the fund. It was almost $9,000. So that was a very nice benefit. Whoever that person was that advocated on his behalf did a great job. So that's just for information. But like I said, it's never happened.
Just a quick question on that information is, previously Regents had been covering it fine. Everything was fine. This a person investigated and got the third party to.
So this was something that wasn't covered by Regents.
Oh,
it was covered.
Right.
It was long-term care that the pension board paid for.
All
but
right, that
since
makes
the
sense.
Pension board paid for it, he thought that the third insurance should step up and pay something, and they got them to do it. So.
Wonderful. And my question was I was just looking at priorities, who recovered who, and this was an in incident rather than general. Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, item number five, communications. Any?
None.
And new business. Moving on to item 6A, retiree dental coverage. This is information only.
Yeah, this is just information that Regents is changing the way the dental coverage is administered. They'll be using a company called US Able effective September 1st. There's no change to the dental coverage. This should just be a change behind the scenes. The retirees, you shouldn't see anything. You will get new, or all retirees will get new Regents cards on January around the first of the year. And the only change will be that there will be a different customer service number for dental. Of course, I always recommend retirees just call me. I tell them actually not to call the customer service numbers on their cards because I can usually help them and get them faster answers. And anyway, so that's just for your information. Like I said, we shouldn't see any, you shouldn't see any changes, but I wanted you to be aware.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes,
again,
does the dental office still send the bill to Regents? Or they send it someplace else?
Yes,
now?
You'll still use your Regents card. So there really won't be any change. Yeah.
Alrighty.
And again, that outfit was called US Able.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other discussion about this dental coverage? All right. We'll move on to item 6B. Sadly, we've lost another member on June 23rd. And I'm talking about a legal opinion for this individual.
Well, you all got a copy of that because there is a continuing pension for his widow. I do want to mention he was 96 years old and had been married for 74 years.
Oh. Wow, that's awesome.
God bless Hank Heblich. He was a curmudgeon, but he was quite a wonderful individual. Oh,
that's okay. That
individual.
That one's okay.
Okay, my bad. I will be better. Okay, we're going to move on to item 6C concerning a dispute or miscommunication about years of service. Well,
so this individual, I sent you all the information. This individual doesn't agree with the years of service that the city had calculated for him. In all my research, I believe it was done correctly. And of course, he didn't like my answer. So I said, you know, the next step is I would take it to the pension board and provide you with all the information.
Yeah, I've looked at this and I even did my absolute down to the day calculation. And there's a couple of things that interest me. He came on the job on January 3rd and in 1967. On January 3rd, 92, he had 25 years. He retired 362 days later. So he had 25 years, 362 days, which is not 26 years. Down early in the information Sherry sent us, there's a curious sentence. The first working year for 1967 started on January 3rd, the day I started. Well, that I don't believe is of significance because I was hired and became an employee 5 days before I worked my first shift because of the scheduling situation. But I was an employee. I was assigned to a station and I had a shift and I was scheduled and I showed up to work, but I had actually been on the payroll for 5 days. And so the idea that a year begins on January 3rd just seems not correct. And so I'm believing that it still amounts to 25 years. That's my take on it, my weak calculations. Any other discussions or opinions?
So I kind of came to the same conclusion that if he would have worked another 3-4 days or something, or two to three days, whatever, then he would have had 26 years. Is that the take? And then I would imagine since the dispersal earlier this year from the state of Washington, and they gave him credit for each month of service and so forth, that was probably peculiar to the legislation for that disbursement, I would imagine. And that's what aroused him at this late date to question the number of years, because if you calculate each month, I can see how he would come to the 26 years a lot quicker. But apparently, for pension purposes, is that the same with prior act as well as left one? It's a full 365 days. There's no credit for a partial year. Is that correct, Sherry?
Well, this is left one. 4118 yeah. is the left one. I should say prior act. The state does it differently because they mm-hmm. did give him 26 years. But let me see. I have a response from them. So they said 312 months of service credit or 26 years.
Right.
And they show the same dates, but that's just how they do it, which is different than the way the city calculates it under 4118.
So is his pension 26 years? Is that what the state is giving him?
The state is giving him 26 years, but the city is giving him 25 years. And where it came up was he and I were just having a conversation and I said his city pension was based on 25 years and he said, oh no, I should have 26. And that's when I went, whoa, hold, you know, and that's what started it.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about numbers and these numbers are finite and 364 days is not a year. And sadly for the individual we're discussing, it'd be great if that were applicable, but I agree with Sherry that 25 is the correct amount of years. because there were no he didn't make it to 26 years. Simple as that. So, Sherry, this is certainly not information only, but we have no action on it today. But well, how will this progress?
Okay. Well, we do have to respond to him. So I would not. So first, I want to know if Charles wants to add anything. And then second, I just need to know how you would like me to respond to him. You know, I assume we're going to write him another letter, a formal letter. I've been communicating with him over email. You know, I don't know if you want to sign the letter. I don't, you know, that just ideas.
And frankly, Charles, I will defer to your opinion because of two things. You're smarter than me, and it's your field.
I mean, my hot take on it is, I mean, unfortunately, we're left with just what RCW 4118 says on its face, which is a full year. You know, I did discuss this with Sherry, you know, because it, you know, it does provide me pause and. It does seem rather draconian that somebody can work 99.9% of a year, but the way that it's written, it defines it as a full year. And my understanding is the interpretation on that has been always strictly interpreted. If you do a response, you know, I guess at this point I would advise keeping it tight. And so whatever your correspondence is, please, provide me an opportunity to review it.
And you got it.
Yeah. And I guess I'll just add a real quick thought that I had looking at this is it is truly unfortunate that, you know, maybe there wasn't the guidance to advise the person to maybe work that extra few days. But again, based on RCW, you have to stick with that. And if you deviate from that to make an exception, then it's opening up that can of, okay, well, this person worked one less day. This person worked one more day. At what point do you draw the line then? And so as Charles said, yeah, I mean, if it's in RCW, none of us like the answer, probably that's what we have to support the answer, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
Randy,
so
yes.
It might understand, I think I heard earlier that the state gave him credit for 26 years, but we're referring to the disbursement by the month. Is that correct? His actual pension that he's receiving from the state is 25 years based on the city of Tacoma's recommendation of the number of years that he served according to 18. Am I wrong?
So he gets pension under 4126 and 4118.
Yeah. Okay.
The state administers 4126. They are calculating him with 26 years.
Okay.
We calculate his 4118 benefit based on 25 years. Okay. When that amount goes over what the state pays, we pay the difference.
And I think the difference is the state calculates it by month, and he worked that whole month. So it got him at 26 years. We do it by a full year, and that's the difference.
By it's actual calendar year. Dates, yes. Right.
So his loss isn't nearly as great as it might sound of 30 years of retirement or something with 2% missing each year through that accumulative times. It's since the state is already paying him the 26 years, it's a smaller amount than anything benefits he'd get from the city.
Correct.
Okay. Well, so can we just encourage him to, well, I guess it's going to have to end up with the city. Then it's not the state because the state's already at 26. So if he's got a complaint, he'd go to our counselor, Charles, put it off on somebody else. Okay,
well, Sherry,
I'm done.
I so much wish I could help you with the specific wording of this communication, because it is going to be a bit difficult to make it acceptable to this individual. But I would recommend using the word specific dates. Word specific, I think, should point out that, you know, we're not going to work on a general. You came close, and at that point, we're locked in with the specificity of these numbers, and there's nothing we can do to change it, regardless of as Michael just said, it's sort of a shame to come so close and not cross the line, but he didn't cross that line. Writing that in a way that will be acceptable may be another thing. Good luck, Sherry, on your wording.
Well, I'll work with Charles on that.
Okay. Thank you.
The state is going by the same RCWs and so forth, and the state would take precedent over the city of Tacoma. Why aren't we all on the same page with that? I know it says full year, but how come the state ignores that? Why is it that? Because we performed the calculation based on that full year and sent that information to the state. Why didn't they do 25 years then?
We don't give them the the state is completely separate. So the information that the city provided to the state were the same dates. His hire date, January 3rd, and his retirement date, December 31st, last day of actual service, December 30th. That's all that was provided to the state. Then they make their own calculation based on 4126. The city made their own calculation based on 4118.
Numbers are specific, and those are the numbers we have, and they explain themselves. So, sadly for this individual, hopefully he'll be able to accept that explanation. It'll be interesting if he carries it further, and we'll find out.
Yeah, we certainly will.
All right, thank you.
All right, is there any other discussion about this item, 6C? If not, we're going to move on to item number 7, the pension roll fund.
Those will be as submitted.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
Accept the pension roll items as is.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. We accept the pension fund roll items as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Moving on to item number 8, we have claims from one individual.
Yes, and so I will make a note to you that this is actually, he has gone off on a job-connected issue. He's off on an indefinite disability leave, which is another thing I didn't think I was ever going to have to really deal with. In this case, if he does... I've spoken with him and I don't think he really wants to retire, but he understands that under his LEF, if he is off for 6 months, he has to retire. If that happens, he would retire on service because that is a much better benefit for him. All of his pension will come from the state. He doesn't have any prior rights. So I'll be tracking his disability leave as each month as we would. So far, he's turned in all the appropriate documentation. Normally, when we get to between the fourth and fifth month, we would send him to a board doctor or for an independent medical exam. I'm hoping we don't have to do that with this case if he's going to go off on service. I would, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it if he's still off. So at this point, there's that claim there to be approved.
All right. And do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the claim for so-and-so.
As submitted.
As submitted.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve this item claim as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed. And I'll just throw a little thing on there. I have been retired for 10 years. And I had planned to be the last left one retiree. I'm the second to the last. Well, there's probably some paperwork that might say somebody.
Yeah, I think there might be some more in between.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I went. And 10 years later, still there. Okay. Well, so we've got that squared away. We're moving on to item number 9. Is there any other business?
And from me.
Any discussions or comments? All right, and I'm going to advocate for item number 10, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
I've been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. I gavel this meeting closed, and thank